Welcome to the Queer Confidence Podcast, the podcast to help you become your most confident queer self. I'm your host, he, she, they, Coach Alex Ray, and I haven't always been this confident. In fact, I used to be super insecure. And through this show, I want to share with you what's worked for me, my clients, and my guests so that you can become more confident. Hello, my unicorns. How are you doing today? It's so good to be with you. I am just so excited for the end of the year. What the heck? Can you believe 2022 is coming to a close here? Like, we are almost there, y'all. This is freaking wild. So, I want to give you an announcement just to break it to you easy here before we get into the main content of today's episode. I'm going to be taking a month off of the podcast. So we're going to have a nice rest through December, and then I'll be back in the new year with some new, fresh content for you. So get excited. And during the time off, feel free to go back and listen to old episodes. Find, you know, little nuggets that just help you through whatever you're going through right now. And we'll see you in the new year. But for now, you're not done with me yet. I've got another couple episodes, including this one for you, and then we'll have that nice little break. So here we go. Let's dive into today's topic, which is setting boundaries with your family. Particularly important, I think, right now as we enter the holiday season, and many of you are preparing to travel back to see your family, or maybe they're coming to you. And I don't know about you, but I definitely have trouble setting boundaries with my family, or at least have historically, and I've gotten so much better at it thanks to looking at it like a simple formula that I can just keep repeating easily. Because when those nerves set in, when you're about to have that difficult conversation, ooh, you know, it is so easy to just get off topic or to not have the conversation or to, like, you know, be preparing for Thanksgiving or Christmas or something together, and then you think about it and you're like, oh, I probably should have one of those conversations. You know, it really bothers me how mom always seems to make a comment about, you know, my outfit at each thing. I look too gay. Or dad, you know, needs to make a comment about politics, and I really don't want to have that discussion with him because, you know, what the fuck. So yeah, that. Let's make this season so much easier for you. And hey, if you're not going to spend any time with your family, that's okay. You can still use this exact formula and concept to set boundaries with anyone, not just your family. All right. So first of all, when entering a conversation on boundaries with anyone, go in with a plan. That way, again, you're not getting caught off guard in the moment or kind of like succeeding to whatever they want. You actually have planned out ahead of time how you want this conversation to go so that the nerves in the moment don't take you away from getting what you needed to get through the conversation. Also, you know, just as we talk about with the three steps to confidence, having your own back at the end is something that you need to go into the plan with. So think about ahead of time, no matter how this conversation goes with your family member, how are you going to have your back on the other side? Are you going to maybe call up a friend who is helping keep you accountable for it? Could you go on a nice walk? Could you, like, cuddle your dog? Could you watch a TV show or play a game? You know, something that's helping be nice and calming to your nervous system after this stressful conversation. Even if the conversation goes well, still follow up with something. And especially if the conversation does not go well, do something to help take care of your nervous system on the other side. Okay. So going in with a plan, number one, of what you're going to do on the end, and go in with a plan that I'm going to give you, this structure here, so that you're not just trying to have the conversation in the moment and navigate that while you are under pressure. This is how I like to set up these conversations. I always like to first, ahead of the time, ask my family member, hey, there's something that's important to me that I'd like to be able to talk with you about. Are you open to having this conversation? And that way I'm going in with consent instead of just booby trapping them into like, ha, I actually asked you to this meal or this coffee date or this phone call just so I could tell you how much I find you annoying as shit. Right? We all hate being booby trapped like that. And here's the thing. You don't need to give people a heads up before you stand up for yourself, right? If someone's like, especially a family member, someone is like being disrespectful to you, whatever, you don't need to wait till you can have an organized conversation about it. But what I'm suggesting here is that if you are planning to spend time with family during the holidays and you know that it can often be a time where they cross your boundaries, having a purposeful, intentional chat ahead of time may be really helpful for you. And in that case, if this is something that you went in with a plan, giving them a heads up is something that's respectful and kind, instead of if you went in with a plan but did not give them any kinds of heads up, it can come across very like, oh, you've planned this out and you've conspired to like attack me, and so now I'm going to lash back out at you, which is not what we want to happen here. Okay. So I like to ask for the conversation ahead of time. Hey, can we have this conversation? It's about something that's meaningful to me. I just want to make sure that we're going to be okay during this time getting together. And I just want to talk about, you know, some things I'm learning about myself here. When you do have the conversation, when you meet up for coffee, when you have that phone call, whatever, ask them or thank them, start by thanking them for the conversation. Maybe express appreciation or gratitude for them, whether it's gratitude for your relationship that you do have or just gratitude for them showing up. So I have one of these actually coming up this week, and I'm planning on approaching it like, hey, thank you so much for being willing to, you know, meet me here and have this conversation. It really matters to me that we can have a conversation like this, because a lot of other people who are LGBTQ don't have this kind of relationship with their family members. And I would like to be able to maintain our relationship. And I just want to talk with you about some things that have been bothering me and that I'm not okay with within our relationship. So thanking them, also does depend on the relationship, right? This might be one where you don't really have much of a relationship with a family member. And so in which case, maybe not, you don't actually, aren't actually grateful for the relationship that you do have. So don't lie, but like, you know, at least thank them for showing up. Then I like to express the significance of the conversation to me. So I kind of just did that, just now, but it's just setting out like, hey, it is important to me that we be able to have conversations like this within our relationship. I really appreciate having this opportunity. It's honesty is a value that is very important to me in all of my relationships. So I encourage you to be honest here, and I appreciate you allowing me to be honest with you here. So, maybe also expressing something about, you know, I do want to have a good time together during the holiday season. And in order for us to all enjoy our time, I'm not really going to be able to enjoy my time unless I get to express what I'm about to express to you today. So thank you for being here. You're expressing to them that this is important to you. This matters to you. And so you're appealing to the human side of everyone that genuinely wants to give others what they need, you know, unless you're working with a narcissist, in which case, well, that. But you're at least giving the opportunity for most people to actually hear the importance to you, and then maybe it will be important to them too. If they actually genuinely do care about you, then you just expressing the conversation is important to you will make it important to them as well. It doesn't need to be important to them, other than the fact that it's important to you and matters to you. Then I like to go into expressing what the boundaries are that I would like to set with examples. Okay. So this could look like, hey, in the past, when, you know, last year at Christmas, I noticed that you did XYZ. You critiqued the way that I made my bed when I was here visiting. You critiqued the way that I run my personal life. You brought up politics and continued to go into them when I said I wanted to be done with the conversation. You brought up where I live in order to, you know, attack me for being in this place that's progressive and liberal and that you don't agree with. Whatever it is. Bringing up specific examples helps actually solidify your argument, right? It's proof, it's evidence for you that, hey, you really do indeed do this thing. It's not just conceptual. It also will help the other person realize, oh, okay, I do kind of remember that. And now they have an example in their head of what you're actually talking about, what actually matters to you, what you have come to tell them today that you are not okay with. So giving examples, and then expressing a boundary as like, I am not willing to be around that. If you continue to do that, then I will need to dismiss myself. When you set boundaries, I like to think about it like it's your kingdom, like it's your castle that you're protecting. And we think about like that moat around the castle or the big tall wall around the castle, right? You are saying, with boundaries, you're saying, hey, here are the rules of the kingdom. This is what is required in order to be in relationship with me. In order to be inside the walls of my kingdom, I need to be respected in this way. I need to be listened to and heard this way. These are the behaviors I need from you. I need you to not do this thing, and I need you to do this other thing. Whatever these rules are, you get to choose. You know, this is your life is your castle. And so no matter what your boundaries are, you're not like a wrong person for having those boundaries. And you're not too needy of a person either. These are the ways in which you like to be interacted with, and also ways that you don't like being interacted with. So express away, my friend. Let them know. And letting them know those rules, those boundaries, can come across the way that we don't want it to come across, rather, is if you do these things, then I hate you. You suck. You're terrible, right? They're going to then start arguing with you on a basis of morality, which is not what this is about. Boundaries are not a basis on like about morality. Boundaries are about, hey, here's what I want and don't want in my life. You don't do that thing, and therefore, I don't know that I can have a relationship with you. Or you do this thing that I'm not okay with, and therefore I don't know I can have a relationship with you. Okay? So going down the path of morality here will just get them defending their behavior instead of having a conversation about how they can actually welcome you and have time with you, right? And again, we're appealing here to family members who genuinely do actually want to be around you. And though they may have differing views than you, and though they may not understand you, and they may not understand your queerness, at least they do want to be around you. They do want to have time with you. And so you arguing against their morality will just halt the conversation. You arguing about a point of, hey, here's what I need in order for us to be together, gives them actual objectives that they want to shoot for because they want to be around you. So, hey, I'm not willing to be around XYZ. And if you continue to do that, I'm going to dismiss myself. And maybe like that could look like I'm going to dismiss myself from the room, or, hey, I'm going to actually leave. I'm going to head back home. I'm going to actually need to leave this this event. I'm going to need to leave your house, whatever. And then I like to ask for their thoughts. You know, hey, what do you think about this? How does this sound to you? And we're not asking like, hey, do you think this is a good enough thing? Hey, do you think this is okay that I'm setting this boundary? No. Fuck no. Whatever boundary you set is okay. It is good and it needs no validation, my friend. It's valid. What you're asking for is thoughts on like, how do they feel about that? Is that something that they are willing to work on? Is that something that they're willing to follow? Does having a relationship with you and being around you, does that take higher importance than whatever this behavior is that you're telling them you're not okay with, right? You're really going to find out here what actually is most important to them. And feel free to also open the conversation up, if you'd like, to, is there anything that you'd like for me to do? I also love to have code words to point out someone's behavior when they like are not aware of it. So like a code word that they know and have agreed upon, right? So if there's some kind of behavior that I've just set up a boundary for, like, hey, I really don't like when you do this, setting up some kind of word or action or something that both of you will know is pointing out to them, oh, they've done that thing again. As opposed to just you up and leave the room, right? That's not going to actually help them change or modify their behavior. So asking them, hey, can we have some kind of a signal so that if you, if I notice you're doing this, that I can say that so that you can then stop, right? Now, this is going to be something that's much more appropriate for a family member that really does love and respect you and that you feel that from. This may not be appropriate for everyone because they have to be really bought in and on board with modifying their behavior. They actually have to have a desire to really modify their behavior in order to respect you. If you judge that this is a scenario where they are like barely willing to kind of collaborate with you on this, then having some kind of a signal may not be an appropriate thing. It may not be useful because they may just not even give that many of a shits for this, you know? So depending on how much you see that this person is willing to collaborate and change their behavior is also going to play into how far along this sort of system of setting boundaries you want to go. Okay. So having a signal, much more bought in person than someone that's like barely, ugh, okay, whatever. All right. And then finally, I love to close these conversations with another thank you for having the conversation. And then a quick recap of what we talked about, like, you know, thanks so much for being willing to have this conversation. I'm looking forward to Christmas together. And again, if you like criticize the way that I folded my clothes in the room that I'm staying in, I will, I'm just going to remind you of it respectfully. And if it does continue, then I am going to have to leave because I really don't want to stay here with you if that's what I'm, that's the experience I'm going to have. All right. So to recap for you, my friend, go in with a plan. That was the last step, right? At the end, care for yourself after this conversation. So maybe that's having a phone call with a friend. Maybe it's going and playing a game. Maybe it's like getting outside for a walk, whatever it is, going and having time to just respect and care for yourself after this conversation is so important. Okay. So recap, plan ahead of time the conversation, how it's going to go, what you're asking for, these boundaries that you're looking for, plan how you're going to take care of yourself on the other side. Then ask the person, get consent from them to have the conversation in most cases. Some people it may not be appropriate for, and you may need to just rip off the Band-Aid. Thank them when you have the conversation. Thank them for being willing to have this discussion with you. Express the significance of the conversation to you, how much you actually care about having it. Express boundaries with them and clear examples of when they've violated these boundaries. Ask them you know, what their thoughts are, how they're feeling about this, and if there's anything that they'd like from you. Maybe set up a signal, if appropriate, to address those boundary crossings as they happen, and then thank them for the conversation and appreciate what you've talked about, and then follow through with that self-care plan on the other side. There you go. Now, final caveat, if your family is completely untrustworthy, if they're just plain toxic and have no hope for a healthy conversation, then there's really no need to do this at all, my friend. And that's a really unfortunate scenario, but I've been there before. I totally understand. And you going and just taking care of yourself, not even having the conversation at all, or maybe not even having any kind of relationship with them at all, is totally fine. Having no conversation with them is an option. Just know that they can't read your mind, though. So ghosting is not the same as setting a boundary. Ghosting is not bad. I'm not against it. Like if you have a horrible toxic family member, or if you're in any kind of relationship that's horrible and toxic, especially if you are at risk for any kind of physical abuse, ghost the shit out of them, dude. Get out. Do not have a healthy adult type conversation. Don't attempt to have a healthy adult type conversation with people that are truly toxic and physically dangerous. No. Okay. Get the hell out of there. Ghost. Goodbye. But if it's someone that you think genuinely cares about you, they just don't know how to be respectful towards you, then it may be honoring to your needs to have the conversation with them. Setting boundaries takes bravery. And so I just want you to congratulate yourself on the other side, no matter what happens. You are a brave, amazing, confident soul. And I'm so proud of you for being willing to approach that conversation with someone who's actively not respecting you. All right. You have got this, my friend. Have a fabulous, fabulous week. I'll see you on the next episode and enjoy your holiday season. Mwah. If you enjoyed this episode, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend so they too can become more confident. You can also help more people find the show by leaving a 5-star review wherever you listen. And if you want to become a more confident queer with support from yours truly, head to coachalexray.com or use the link down in the show notes. I'm looking forward to working with you.